It's so simple. If they can do it, I can do it. If it was done before, then it can be done again, and I'll figure out what they did, and I will do it. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Bring it on all day.
Hey friends, welcome to Improve This, powered by Lock and Ladder. I'm John Strand, and I am excited to talk about belief and faith. Not really the supernatural kind, but more the kind that gets you ahead in life, the kind that affects your actions, affects your decision-making, affects your behavior, and ultimately affects everything. I think it all starts with belief. We're going to jump into some historical examples of that. We're going to talk about some personal examples of that, things I've seen in the sales force over the years, and I hope you find it encouraging.
Today, I want to talk about belief. I've run belief meetings before, but I am excited about this one because I went like on a deep dive on belief. Believe is a verb from... And I'm going to jump straight into the etymology. The Old English belfen, which means to have faith or confidence, usually in a person or thing, but I like that, to have faith or confidence. But then if you dig deeper, it starts to get pretty interesting. You go back to the Proto-Germanic, and I'm going to butcher this because I have no idea on pronunciation, didn't bother looking it up. It could be a hard G, could be a soft G. We'll go with Jalabjen. and that means to hold dear, from the root lube, possibly. Could be pronouncing that incorrect as well. Lube, L-E-U-B-H. Don't really need to write this part down, but to care, desire, or love. And then if you go deeper on that, I thought this is where it got interesting. Permission, liberty granted to do something. Permission or liberty granted to do something. If you think about belief, what permission or what liberty have you granted yourself? What permission have you granted yourself when it comes to doing something? We're big Ted Lasso fans in our family. Just wrapped up the last season. No spoilers, I won't ruin it. But there is a theme that runs all through Ted Lasso. The entire series is belief. And he sticks the poster up on the wall. And I remember when I started watching that, it was 10 at night. Natalie goes, "You really gotta watch this show." 3 in the morning, she wakes up. "Are you still awake?" I'm like, "Natalie, this is a really great show. I'm taking all kinds of notes for the office." I just couldn't get enough because it was so positive, so inspirational. And I loved that concept of belief. But if you look at the, all throughout, believe in yourself, believe in others, believe in a dream, believe in hope, believe in optimism, believe in opportunity. I mean, that weaves all the way through, and that's very important for us to be aware of. I think that if you look at the arc of that show, that is absolutely true life. Believe in change, believe in winning, believe we can, believe that you can. Here's a quote you've probably heard before. "He who says I can and he who says I can't are both usually right." Confucius. "He who says I can and he who says I can't are both usually right." I would argue everything starts with belief. If you don't believe that you can walk when you get out of bed in the morning, if you believe that you're going to break your ankle, you'll literally not get out of bed. If you believe that you're going to get made fun of when you try to shoot a basketball, you will probably not take the shot. If you don't believe that you can get the sale, you probably won't try, or at least probably won't try hard enough. And the converse is true. If you believe that you can get the sale, you'll probably go extra hard. If you believe that you can get good at something, you'll probably put the time in. If you don't believe you can get good at it, then you're probably not going to put the time in, are you? If you believe that your hard work will result in a positive outcome, then you'll probably put in the hard work. But if you don't believe that the hard work generates a positive outcome, why try? If you say you can, you're probably correct. If you say you can't, you're probably correct. Theodore Roosevelt said, believe you can and you're halfway there. I like that he says halfway because there's a lot of work that is also required. But it starts with belief. Believe you can and you're halfway there. Pro athletes talk about this all the time. 80% mental, 20% physical. And I have seen this play out in real life. And if you want to pursue a career in sales, you better pay attention. Your belief will dictate how successful you are as a salesperson. I went to Salt Lake City on a market visit. Office was struggling. They shouldn't have been because they had 7 closers. They had a packed house. I don't even know how many lead generators were in the office. And they're struggling, and it didn't make sense. And I went to the office, the culture seemed good, the environment was cool, a lot of great people, a lot of talented people, a lot of good-looking people, a lot of athletes, a lot of competitive people. We've got all the right things for success. The recipe is sitting right in front of me, so what's going on here? And we did some role-playing in the office. Pitches sound pretty good. That was concerning for me. If I see a good pitch and they're struggling, that's harder to diagnose. And so I end up riding with them. It's hilarious too, because normally I get a pretty good rental car and they were low, so I'm in a minivan and just looking like an all-star. Guys, get in the...
Let's go,
I'm John Strand, I'm the national developer, I'm successful. Get in my minivan. I was glad I had the minivan. It worked out great because I just had 6 people get in with me, 7 including the market owner. And we went out into the neighborhood and we just took one door at a time listening to pitches. And what I saw was at the end of the day, I diagnosed a lack of belief. And that was it. We had a few mechanical things we could fix on the pitches, but I saw it play out in the field because there was no fight. There was no going back after the initial objection. They believed, actually there was a lot of belief going on, just in all the wrong things. They believed they were bothering people. They didn't believe in their product enough to fight back for it. They didn't believe in the offering enough to fight and tell these people, no, you need to pay attention to this. You need to look at this. Right now is the lowest rate you will ever see this for, and you need it. Our prices have doubled since then. And I used to tell people that you're doing them a disservice if you don't fight a little, challenge a little, ask some questions, get through to them. They don't know what they're saying no to. Obviously, we'll be respectful and if it's a firm no, great, but that's usually not the answer, is it? It's they have the wrong idea of what you're doing there. They've lumped you in with all the other magazine subscriptions, candy bar salesmen, pest control, and that is not what we're doing. So behave differently. But they didn't believe that they could turn somebody. They didn't believe that they could get through. They didn't believe in that what they were doing had extreme value that was worth fighting for. And on top of that, and here was the number one kicker, because I started asking people, what is your expectation when you go up to the door? And the feedback I got was, I'm just waiting for them to slam the door in my face. There you go. And I told that person, I said, you want to know what the difference between you and me is? Which is always a funny thing to say. It's kind of a terrible way to frame something. But I said, the difference between you and me is not skill. It's not charisma. It's not that I'm more likable. It's not that I'm quicker on my feet. The difference is I believe everyone will say yes to me. Now, logically, I know they won't. I mean, if we want to sit there logically, but I'm not trying to deal with logic right now. I'm just dealing with my personal belief. If I can get through, if they'll take the time to listen, I can schedule this appointment. And they didn't believe they could. We had a 14% spike in sales the very next week. And then they ended up having a great year. It snowballed from there. But we fixed that belief, and I believe everyone will say yes to me because I believe in our product. I believed in our pricing. I believed in our business model. I believed in our service, our follow-up, everything we were doing. And I believed in my heart that we were the best solution for this person. And I believed that I had the skill, the energy, the presence to get this person to listen and get the outcome. And if I didn't believe those things, I wouldn't have fought. I wouldn't have worked on my rebuttals so hard. I would have, and not only that, people sense it. There's an energy dynamic, there's a transference where when you believe, people just feel it off of you, almost like, I don't even know if this guy's price is good, but he sure thinks it is. I don't even know if this guy's product is good, but he has drank the Kool-Aid and it does something to them. And they start to believe with you. It's powerful. We talked about this the other week when we addressed some limiting beliefs, and I'm not going to get into all those, but the salesperson who's sad will sell at lower prices because you don't believe. I would argue there are areas of our lives where we believe the wrong things. Like every single one of us, we could go around the table, we're not going to, but every single one of us has a belief somewhere where we're just believing the wrong thing. I more want to focus on some of the positive. I want you to examine what you believe. I want you to identify what you can. I want you to identify beliefs that are not serving you. Do you believe that you can be wealthy? Do you believe that you can be happy? Do you believe that good things are supposed to flow into your life? Do you believe in your purpose? So identify some of those things, then tackle those. Embrace the pain of looking in the mirror. That can be a painful thing. And to quote David Goggins, just call yourself out. Just be honest. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, this is on me. Look yourself in the mirror, examine your belief, and go, you know what, I've been believing the wrong things. It's on me. It's on me to fix those. Now, you might be believing those for all kinds of reasons. We might go back into first grade if we have to find the root cause. You didn't get picked on the basketball team and you missed the shot, and now you've told yourself, I'm not an athlete. Okay. You know, but moving forward, it's on me to take ownership of my beliefs, to start telling myself I can, or to add this, I can't yet, but I will get there. The most redemptive thing in my life that I've ever told myself is, I'll figure it out. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I will figure this out. I don't know how to tackle this problem, but there must be a way. I will figure it out. Gets into that whole Jim Rohn. It's so simple. If they can do it, I can do it. If it was done before, then it can be done again, and I'll figure out what they did, and I will do that. So it might just start with adding the word yet to the negative. Well, I can't yet. I'm not this yet. I'm not here yet. But I will get there. I will figure it out. I will do what it takes. Then feed your brain with a steady diet of belief. So this is how we start to make it better. Feed your brain with a steady diet, things that encourage you to believe. Why is that important? Because we do have a subconscious mind. We do have some things that have gotten deep down in there that we may not even be aware of. And to change what's happening underneath the surface, there has to be a flood of positive, sort of positive rewiring, positive messaging. This is how you start to have change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be changed by renewing your mind. So, what are you putting in? The book Think and Grow Rich. I like this book. There's some definite big words in here. Principles of auto-suggestion and whatnot. But the third chapter deals with how to develop faith. And I'm going to use faith and belief interchangeably. Technically, they're two different things, but how to develop faith. And here's a little excerpt. Millions of people believe themselves doomed to poverty and failure because of some strange force over which they believe they have no control. There's a strange force over which they believe they have no control. They are creators of their own misfortunes because of this negative belief, which is picked up by the subconscious mind and translated into its physical equivalent. They are creators of their own misfortunes because of this negative belief, which is picked up by the subconscious mind and translated into its physical equivalent. I have definitely experienced that feeling of some strange force is holding me back. Some strange force is making it so I can't quit this, or I can't get there, I can't become, I don't have control over X. He goes on to say, the mind comes finally to take on the nature of influences that dominate it. That's what I was just talking about. The mind comes to take on the nature of influences that dominate it. Understand this truth and you will know why it is essential for you to encourage the positive emotions as dominating forces of your mind and discourage and eliminate the negative emotions. So there's step one. Where all the positive psychology falls apart is when people just take no action on top of that. You just get addicted to reading these things. But this for sure is step one. And then you don't have to type this down or write this down, but here's a whole. You say, have faith in yourself, faith in the infinite. Before we begin, you should be reminded that faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought. That's awesome. Faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought. Faith is the starting point of all accumulation of riches. It is step number one. Faith is the basis of all miracles and mysteries that cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. Faith is the only known antidote to failure. Faith is the element, the chemical, which when mixed with prayer gives one direct communication with infinite intelligence. Faith is the element that transforms the ordinary vibration of thought created by the finite mind of man into the spiritual equivalent. However you want to define spiritual. It's a well-known fact that one comes finally to believe whatever one repeats to oneself, whether the statement is true or false. Tell yourself something long enough, you will believe it. Even if you started out, this is a science, they've done studies on this. You started out knowing it was a lie, you tell yourself enough times over a long enough period, and you will not discern that lie from the truth. You come to believe whatever you repeat to yourself. So what do? Well, it says resolve to throw off the influences of any unfortunate environment and to build your own life to order. Resolve to throw off the influences of any unfortunate environment and to build your own life. Build your own life to order. I'm inspired by professional athletes. I love the stories, and you can just pick any athlete and story after story after story. The problem, though, sometimes with highlighting their stories is us mere mortals who didn't put 30 years into perfecting a sport, we look at it and go, wow, we write it off so fast because it's too painful to look in the mirror and go, well, I didn't do what they did. Or we write them off and go, well, they were a physical specimen of, but there's athletes and businessmen and doctors and lawyers that all grew up in extreme adversity, grew up with terrible parents, terrible friends, terrible circumstances, and I'm fascinated personally by the ones that get out versus the ones that didn't. At the core, if you listen to any of them speak, they all say the same things. They all say you can be whatever you want to be. Is that not what you hear every single interview? You can be whatever you want to be. Why are they saying that? Well, what does that tell you about that person? It tells you everything. They believed the entire time. They had the belief when others didn't. And then they put just an insane amount of work in. And maybe we're fortunate enough to not get injured too bad. But they believe you could build your own life. I'm going to read one more thing out of this book. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it is almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a person's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. but soon or late to the one who wins is the one who thinks he can. I know the rhymes are sort of cheesy, but it's, this book's almost 100 years old, and they were talking about this. I'm gonna wrap up with a quote from Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace. It sounds simple telling people to work hard and to never quit, but to really execute and demonstrate those principles takes discipline and faith. Those are two factors that separate the good from the great, the successes from the failures. I'll read it one more time. It sounds simple telling people to work hard and never quit, but to really execute and demonstrate those principles takes discipline and faith. Those are two factors that separate the good from the great, the successes from the failures. Bring it on all day.